he's sitting there in his chair.
The VMAs?
The VMAs.
Something on your mind?
Just want to let you know you're sitting in my chair.
Is that a fact?
Yeah, that's a fact.
Well, for a man that don't go heeled, you run your mouth kind of reckless, don't you?
No need to go heeled to get the bulge on a tub like you.
Is that a fact?
Hmm. That's a fact.
Well, I'm real scared.
Damn right you're scared. I can see that in your eyes.
All right.
Well, go ahead. Go ahead, skin it. Skin that smoke wagon and see what happens.
Listen, mister, I'm getting awful tired of your...
I'm getting tired of your gas. Now jerk that pistol and go to work. I said throw down, boy. You gonna do something or just stand there and bleed?
Sounds like Kid got the best of it to
Tommy
me.
Lee's really does.
Bitch. Yeah. Right. I don't know. It's just my interpretation.
Weak.
P1 Fatty J is on the line.
Oh, yes.
Hi, Fatty J.
What up?
How are you doing today?
Very good. How are you?
Hanging in there. I just got to say, some of these people that get in these conversations, they got to expect it. You know, I myself was a victim of an assault, and May, as a result of somebody bumping my car, I got out to check the damage, and we got jumped by a couple of vatos, and I ended up with 7 facial fractures, and I was sitting there running my mouth, and I'm not going to say that I deserve it or that I excuse the people that did it. I hope they're caught, but you got to expect something when you get in somebody's face like that, and the fact that he had a couple teeth that were busted, that's nothing.
What happened?
My jaw was broken and two places, my nose.
Like, start from the beginning. Like, what happened?
I was coming home from a party, and we got off the road, or off the freeway, right at Twin Oaks Valley Road. And there was a car right behind us. Couldn't see the headlights at all. And as we turned onto our road, I felt the back end of my car slip out. So it felt like somebody had bumped the car.
Right.
So I got out to check damage, and my boyfriend was driving and was screaming at me to get back in the car. I didn't know what he was saying. Well, the guys that had done it had jumped out of their car and were heading towards me. A brawl ensued. He was trying to keep them away from me. He ended up face down in a ditch. They were trying to choke him, and some racial slurs occurred, and they said that they were going to kill him, and I couldn't just very well let that happen. So I kind of got into it.
And this began because you were jawing at them?
No, we were just driving on the road.
No. What I'm saying is when you got out of the car...
Right. I got out of the car, and I was looking, and I said, somebody hit my car.
Please.
And then, next thing you know, there's a brawl. That's just living in San Marcos sometimes.
But you're looking at the car, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
And these guys walk up.
Yes, they were running up. They were going to tackle me.
They were running up to you.
Yes, sir.
And as they're running up to you, are you like, I can't believe what you did to my car, blah, blah, blah.
At that time, I hadn't even seen them.
Oh, you didn't even see them?
No, my back was turned.
Well,
they were coming for me.
Now, here's my question.
Yeah,
my question is, if they hit you, what were they mad about?
Well, supposedly the cops have a couple of theories on that. They think it's a tactic that carjackers use. They'll bump your car to get you out, and then they'll jump in your car and take off. Well, thankfully, I have a big, sexy man who's about 6'2", 250, that I don't think they realized what they were bargaining for.
But didn't you say that there was a bunch of them and they had them in the ditch?
Yep, they started a brawl with him. He wasn't going to let me get involved. They slung him, so he went first face down in a ditch. They jumped on his back and had him by the throat. There was two guys.
Did they catch these guys?
No, they did not.
Oh, that's terrible, man.
Matter of fact, the police report says follow up none. So.
And then you said that they were screaming racial slurs. So
oh, absolutely.
What races are you and what are they?
I'm Caucasian, and they were Hispanic.
Oh.
And what kind of racial slurs do they scream at a Caucasian person? Honky?
No, I don't know if I can say it.
Well,
it starts with a P and ends with an A.
It starts with what?
A P and ends in an A.
Oh, got it, got it, got it, got it. Now, that's a racial slur?
That was just one of the words that set me off.
Right.
Weta, you know.
Yeah. Right.
White girl.
Yeah,
we heard it all.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That's crazy.
Wow.
So, Sky, I know you're in North County. Girl, I got some pepper spray or some bear spray. Yeah. Just don't get on your car. That's what you have.
Yeah, thank you for saying that, because I've never heard of that scam where they just bump you to get you out of your car. So
absolutely. Well, the other theory was it was a gang initiation. Who knows? It could have been simple road rage, but it went back.
It's just, you know, the thing that's awful about it is you think about it and you go, you know, what if that's somebody like my wife where it's a woman and a baby?
Right.
Exactly. Exactly.
And they don't know if they got a woman and a baby or whatever.
Well, and obviously they don't care if it's a woman because they gave her 7 facial fractures. Bunch of dudes.
Yep.
What kind of car do you drive?
I have a Ford Focus. It is not worth taking.
Gosh darn.
That's crazy.
That is crazy. Bunch of momos, Mikey, I tell you.
It's too bad they don't go to jail for, you know, the rest of their lives.
Well,
too bad they don't catch them.
If that's
and put
the life that they live, if that's the life that they live, they'll get there someday.
That's true too. That's true.
So, but I appreciate all that you guys do, and I love the fact that you guys do the 28-hour shows and give it your all. And we love you.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
All right. Take care, guys.
Thanks.
That's a crazy story.
It is crazy, and it, you know,
that sucks.
Yeah.
It's ugly. Yeah. It's ugly. You wanna get those guys and go, don't you have a mother that you care about and love?
Don't you have anyone you care about?
Is there anybody in your life that you love? And wouldn't it just totally blow if some creeps did what you did to them? Wouldn't that be awful?
Yeah!
Don't you think of yourselves as kind of like, there's, like, you don't have any kind of, like, filthy shame. Like, oh, yeah, I guess I'm kind of a bad guy. I don't know. It's too bad. Sad. P1 Gary?
Yeah, hey, Mikey, how you doing?
What's going on?
Not much. Hey, I just wanted to thank you guys for what you do for Children's Hospital. I call you guys every year because I get upset that Clear Channel doesn't send you to the hospital when they do the telethon. And you guys step up every year. 2 years ago, you had the single biggest donor that was not a corporation when a P1 donated $10,000. And last year, you guys helped out, too. And I just want to thank you guys for all you do. My son would be dead if we lived anywhere where there wasn't a children's hospital. And it really hits home when you have to use them. And I know from talking to a lot of people at Children's Hospital that a lot of the things they can't do are just because of funding. It's not because they don't have the expertise or anything like that. And so whatever we can do to support them.
Thank you, man. Thank you. I appreciate you calling.
Yep. You guys take care. You guys are doing a great job. A couple hours left.
Thank you very much.
All right. Bye.
Yeah, I actually want to play for you some stuff that we put together. Actually, the Flounder put together. He's the most amazing production guy around, and he put some really, really cool stuff together that integrates the kids and the whole thing. And I'm going to let you listen to this and hear these actual testimonials from real people here in San Diego, and then I'm going to tell you how you can help.
P1 Herald. I have a 6-year-old that's been to Children's. He's had 3 surgeries down there. They've done a wonderful job. They were tubes in his ears, and then he had a hernia. Had that taken out as well. Now I have a 3-year-old, and he has what they call kidney reflux. And he's had chronic kidney infections since he was about 1 year old. Quite a bit of time down at Children's, and they finally figured out what the problem was, so he's on a daily antibiotic to keep the infection from coming back. Since he was born, he's constantly had urine going into his kidneys. We can never tell because he's always on an antibiotic.
Now's the time that we need to share. So send a smile. We're on our way back home.
My family and I have an 8-year-old daughter. She's been praying for a miracle. We've all been praying for a miracle. And God delivered that miracle through Children's Hospital. And we're extremely blessed. It's very personal. Yeah, they're great. They treat us really good. And I remember when I was a kid, I hated going to the hospital. My kids don't seem to have a problem. Come down to their level when they talk to them, and it's always a good experience.
Give a little bit.
You know, it was a rough time. You know, we've always had faith in the Lord that he was gonna get through it, which he has.
Give a little bit. I'll give a little bit of my life for you.
The donations are huge. In fact, I'm here to donate myself. $15,000, and I pray that they reach it, and I pray they make more. Children's is an awesome place, and the more funds they can get in, I'm sure they can even make it that much better. Which it's kind of difficult to understand, you know, how much better can perfection be?
It's amazing, man. That's P1 Harold. And you heard his story with his kids, and Children's Hospital really, really helped him and his family. If you go to MikeyShow.com right now, MikeyShow.com, if you go to MikeyShow.com, you're going to see right when you sign on to the website this big banner that says 28-hour show. October 3rd and 4th, check back for updates, blah, blah, blah. Click on that link. When you click on it, you're going to see the same banner, and right underneath, the first thing you'll see is donate here. And just click on that. Click on donate here. And please give to this incredible, incredible place, Children's Hospital. We have heard some of the most touching things from parents over the last, we've been on the air 25 hours now and 15 minutes exactly. We've been on the air 25 hours and 15 minutes exactly.
Wow.
And our goal was to raise $15,000 for Children's Hospital. And with your help, we can reach the goal. We're very close. So there's a couple of ways that you can do this. You can go onto the website, MikeyShow.com, MikeyShow.com, and you can do it that way. Or in just a little bit, you can come down to the radio station. I do not believe they're open yet, but the front office will be open soon. You'll have the opportunity to be able to come down and do that. I'm having Ashley pull this interview that we did last night that I really want people to hear.
Yeah, it was really cool.
It was really touching to
me.
Yeah. Get his number. It was really touching to me. And the reason that it was so touching to me is how close in age this boy Patrick was at the time of his injury to my own son Jake. And I'll tell you what, man, that's when it hits home. When you think about your own kids, and even if your kids are a little older now, even if you don't have kids, if you have any kind of love in your heart for kids, man, it's just, oh, man, what a cool, cool thing to give to. And you talk about scoring good points for yourself. It just makes you feel good. When you do something like that, it makes you feel good. And this lady last night, she was great.
Yeah.
Love talking to her. Her story of her and her son, it was tough. It was tough to hear. Like, I didn't know what the deal was before we talked to them. I just knew
I could tell kind of at the end you were getting, feeling some intense emotions.
Yeah.
You know?
Just trying to, because that's what you obviously do. You put yourself in that position and you think to yourself, what would I do? What would it be like? What would it feel like? And I even think I went into that a little bit about the love that you feel. You know, and every parent listening right now, you know the love you feel for your kid. You would do anything for your kid. If you're listening right now and you've never, ever had to take your kid to Children's Hospital, that's awesome. But if one day you do have to take them there, you know, you're going to be so thankful. You'll be so thankful for people that are giving and that are donating money. Because they, I'm telling you, man, they need the money. They definitely need the money. This is really cool. P1 Joe, I'm going to talk to him here in a second. Hey, Ash, what's the holdup and how long do you think it'll be?
Oh, I IM'd you. Light yellow.
It's already up?
Yep.
Okay, cool. I want to let people hear this. This was from last night. We would like to talk to Jennifer Taylor. Jennifer, are you there?
I'm here.
And Jennifer is, your son is Patrick, right?
Yes, and Patrick's on the phone, too.
Hi, Patrick. Patrick is 14 years old, right?
He's 13.
13 years old.
Yeah.
And when Patrick was 18 months old, he was hit by a car in the parking lot of his apartment complex at only 18 months old, which must have, I mean, from a mother's perspective, that must have been just terrible.
Nightmare.
Yeah, you know, actually, he was even younger than that. He was 14 months old, and he and I were walking together.
Oh, my goodness.
We were right behind a car, and the driver of the car just wasn't paying attention, arguing with his girlfriend, and backed the car up and completely ran him over.
Oh, my gosh.
He was lifelighted to Children's Hospital.
I can't even imagine.
It was the most horrific thing I've ever seen.
Oh. Patrick, you were so young. I'm sure that you don't have any recollection of this whatsoever, right?
Right, yeah.
None, right?
What's that?
You do not remember this at all, do you?
I don't remember a thing, no.
And so he was life flighted to Children's Hospital. And tell me what happened.
When he first got to Children's Hospital, you know, I didn't know what was going on for several hours. And I remember the nurses coming out and, sitting with me. And then it was a couple hours later they let me see him before he went into surgery. And then it was a couple days later that I remember the doctors in the ICU coming up and doing a pinprick on his legs. And they told me that he had suffered a spinal cord injury as a result of the accident. And you know, I don't know what I would have done without Children's Hospital and without the support of them and the nurses that would just, you know, like put their arms around me and help me make it through this. And they really, I don't even know how to put into words how they just take care of not just the patient, but of the whole family. And they really helped me make it through one of the toughest times of my life. And we've had to go back a couple different times for different surgeries and stuff like that. And every time we've gone, it's been the exact same care. And we're so thankful for them and for you guys for doing this, too.
Aw.
Jennifer, I got to ask you, the person responsible, are they getting any trouble?
You know what? The guy that hit Patrick was cited for unsafe backing. He lost his car. and he didn't have any insurance, and no, I don't. He did not get in the kind of trouble he should have. That's for sure.
Did he ever make any sort of amends with you? And did he ever try to make any amends with you?
He came to the hospital, and yeah, but not no.
Yeah.
Wow.
Patrick, where are you today in terms of this accident? Where are you now at 13 years old?
Well, I'm actually, like, I'm getting better and better as the days go on.
Mm-hmm.
And August 6th, I think it was, of last year, I took my first steps.
Wow.
Ever.
Wow, man.
So.
That is unbelievable.
Yeah, and can I just add in that on July 29th, his birthday this year, his 13th birthday, he surfed in the U.S. Open. He surfed laying on the board, and he got the opportunity to surf in the U.S. Open in Huntington Beach.
That's awesome.
So it was a pretty awesome day.
Cool.
That is awesome. Well, you are definitely a couple of people that have been touched by Children's Hospital, and, you know, you heard Jennifer say herself, she doesn't know what she would have done without Children's Hospital. And we're raising money for this very cause. Go to MikeyShow.com, MikeyShow.com. You can donate money there. And Jennifer, at 13 years old now, this is 12 years later.
Yeah.
Do you, and I'm sure in those 12 years, there have been times where you've wondered to yourself, why did this happen? Why did this happen? You know, because everybody, you know, I'm sure that you've heard a lot, you know, that everything happens for a reason and things of this nature. Why do you think that this happened?
Well, when I think that, okay, when I think about, you know, why did this happen, I'm kind of looking at it from the other way, and I'm just so thankful that he survived the accident, that I feel really blessed and really lucky that we, that I get to see him grow up and I get to hear him laugh and all those things, you know, because I almost lost him that day. And so I don't ever I don't even know how to say it, but I'm really thankful and I feel really lucky.
You're grateful that he's here.
Yeah, and it's like, you know, he's got a spinal cord injury, but we can do that, you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. we can take care of that and just move forward. And I'm just glad he's still here.
God bless you, and God bless you, Patrick. And I think that's so cool. What a cool message, and what a cool way to look at it. Of just like, it's not about why did it happen. It's about I have my boy.
Yeah.
You have your son.
Yeah, he's pretty cool too.
Yeah. Hey, Patrick. I hope you know, dude, your mom sounds way cool, man.
She's the keeper.
Yeah. For sure, man. She sounds way cool.
Yeah.
Way cool. Well, aww. You know, thank you guys so much for coming on the show. And,
keep surfing, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm actually going out this Saturday.
Are right you really? On, man.
Yeah.
Careful for those ankle slappers.
Yeah, it's a one surf term Eddie knows, so he tries to use it.
Well, what do you mean? What do you mean?
Always.
He always says ankle slappers
because totally
it's the one term for surfing he remembers. Do you get it?
We'll send you a video.
That's awesome. Hey, Patrick, how long have you been doing this?
I've been surfing since I was 8 years old. So
nice.
Going up on 5 years.
That's awesome, dude. Well, listen. The best of luck to both of you guys. Thank you so much for taking the time. And, you know, it's the stories like your guys that really kind of touch people and get people to do what we're asking them to do, which is to give money to this great organization, Children's Hospital. Thank you guys both for coming on.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you guys for doing this.
Cool. We'll see you soon, Jennifer.
All right, bye.
All right, bye.
I can't
imagine.
Well, yeah. She said he was, 15 months old?
13.
13.
Oh.
13 months?
Yeah. So just over a year.
That's like Jake, man.
Yeah.
Dude.
Can you imagine?
Uh-uh.
Yeah. You don't even want to go there.
Uh-uh.
Nope.
But thank God.
I cannot.
Thank God there's a place like Children's Hospital because, like we've been saying, you know, forever, is that's the last place in the world that you ever want to be. But thank God there is a place like that in case something bad ever, God forbid, happens.
I was talking to Sean about it last night, about the love that you have for your kid. It's this chemical that gets released in your brain that's very similar. If you don't have kids, it's very, very, very similar to the feeling of when you're falling in love. It's very similar to that. When you're falling in love and you're on the phone with the person that you're falling in love with, and they're about to call, or you're just hanging up with them, or they're away and you want to talk to them, and you're real giddy and excited that you're going to be talking to them, and you're in that place where you think they feel the same way about you, and you're falling in love, and that sort of euphoric drug of falling in love. I'm not kidding you. It's that times 100.
Right.
Is that chemical that gets released in your brain when you see your little kid's chubby cheeks. You know, when Jake came in here today, I just want to kiss that kid's face, you know, forever. And that woman saying, you know, that her boy at that age getting hit by a car, thank God for Children's Hospital.
Right.
Yep.
Thank God for Children's. Can you imagine, man?
No way, man.
Holy Toledo. I just can't imagine what it would be like without Children's Hospital. And I don't ever want to imagine what it would be like.
No way.
Donate money, please.
I mean, you guys, P1s. We love you guys to death, and what happened outside, that's something I'm going to remember for, like, the rest of my life.
I know. Dude,
the rest of my life.
When we went outside and those people were out there today, I will be 95 years old, and I will remember
that. I will remember that. And we don't ask anything of you guys. We don't want anything. All we're here to do is to entertain you, have a good time. We don't ever want nothing from you guys. You know, and we appreciate when you bring us stuff. That's the coolest thing in the world, but we don't ask for it. We don't want it. You know, it's unnecessary. But one thing we will ask you to do, and that is, if you can, donate to Children's Hospital. Because that's why we're doing this 28-hour show. We've done it in the past for frivolous reasons. We've all grown up. We've all realized, you know what, we're kind of put on this earth for more than what we thought before. We did it before for ratings. We did it before to get more exposure, and we're past that. We don't want to do it for that anymore. We want to do it now for a cause.
That's it.
And that cause is to raise money for Children's Hospital. So if you can, please donate. And like I said, we don't ask for a lot. That's the only thing we're going to be asking for.
I'm telling you, man, when you think about it like this, it may change it for you. There was a donation many, many years ago that helped save that kid's life. That kid's 13 years old, and I guarantee you that 14 or 15 years ago, there was a donation made to Children's Hospital, and because of that donation, Patrick's alive.
Yeah.
Which is a trip.
It's amazing,
when you think about it, man.
It's amazing.
It's a trip.
My dad donated.
Did he really?
Yep.
Oh, that's great. That's
awesome. He's been listening online all day, of course, because, you know, it's all about... He's very supportive of me, and he gets it. So anything he can do to help.
P1 Amanda is alive because of Children's Hospital. You there, Amanda?
Yes, I am.
What was the story?
22 years ago, I was born by emergency C-section, and my lungs were the size of a 27-week-old baby, even though I was full term.
Wow.
They transferred me to Children's Hospital. Because of Children's Hospital, I actually am here today, and... my insurance wouldn't pay for my mother to be transferred to be with me and, you know, just have that motherly bond when you're first born. They actually paid for her to be transferred and be in my room with me. And I was at Children's Hospital for 3 months with tubes and needles and my soft spots, my ankles, and all kinds of stuff. But because of that, I now have a beautiful 10-month-old baby girl and a husband that I love so much.
That's awesome. That's amazing, Amanda. That's cool.
Yeah, and I, you know, I do have a few problems today, but if Children's Hospital didn't take the acts that they did when I was first born, I could have died. I could be in a lot more than just asthma. That's what I have now, is just asthma, which I can live with that.
You can live with it. You can deal with it.
I can live with just having asthma as long as I can be totally normal. But because, like you guys were just saying, because people donate $2, $50, whatever, you know, that $2 paid for my vial of medicine to save my life for the next hour.
That is so awesome.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, I say congratulations for, you know, being a miracle of Children's Hospital. And I'm so glad that you called. I'm so glad that you called.
Thank you.
Thank you, Amanda, for the phone call.
Oh, thank you guys for doing this. This is wonderful. Give, guys. It's a great cause.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Ashley.
Yes, sir.
Get the phone call from Jennifer, the phone call from Amanda. Get that to Flounder.
Okay.
And hopefully when he comes in the morning, he can put some stuff together, because this is good stuff, man.
For sure. Mm-hmm.
That's just really good stuff. P1, Jason.
Yes, hi.
What's up?
Yeah, I have two twin boys that are now 4 and beautiful. And they went through a pretty deep experience at Children's Hospital as well. They were born 8 weeks early. That's 2 months. My wife had a really tough pregnancy. They were born what's called Momo twins, which means that they were swimming around in the same sack. And thanks to Children's Hospital, they are healthy as could be now. And, you know, they've gotten the post-care that they needed at Children's Hospital. And I've been listening to you guys all day. And I, you know, I just am really happy and proud of you guys to be doing this.
Thank you, man. We appreciate it very much, dude.
Yeah, it's the least we can do for such a good cause.
Yeah, and I've been listening online from San Fran, so.
Oh.
And we're San Diego people, so this is awesome.
Very nice, bro. Thank you for calling.
All right, thank you.
I wanted to replay that for you. That was from last night, and it was a really great interview. I thought she was great. I thought that those callers were great, and I think it speaks volumes to why we should be giving to Children's Hospital. Go to MikeyShow.com, www.MikeyShow.com, MikeyShow.com. You'll see the link right there for the 28-hour show. Click on it and donate some money, because you're going to change the lives of kids when you do this. It's really an amazing thing. Mikey Show, hello.
Hi, I was calling to find out how I make a donation.
It's very easy. I was just mentioning it right now. You just go to MikeyShow.com and click on that 28-hour show banner, and it'll take you right to where you donate money. You'll see another Mikey Show banner after you click on it. It says donate here right underneath.
Now, can I do it over the phone? Because I'm actually at work right now, and it won't.
You can't do it. You can't do it over the phone. You have to either do it online or come down here in person. You can do it in person as well, but I can't take any information from you over the phone.
How long are you guys going to be doing it for?
Probably till the end of the day, or I don't know. Maybe it'll go into the week. I really don't know the answer to that. That's a good question, but I know it's today for sure.
Okay. Are you guys taking like stories and stuff like that?
Sure. Do you have a Children's Hospital story?
Yeah. You know, actually, about 4 years ago, my daughter was. She was 28 months old, and 23 months old, and she was murdered by her stepfather. And actually, before she died, she went to Children's Hospital, and they had her on life support. And the nurses and stuff like that were just like, they were wonderful. And they set up the facilitated a way for her to donate, for me to donate her heart to a little 6-month-old boy in LA. And it was the best experience. You know, I mean, it was a terrible thing to happen, but they facilitated it in such a way that, you know, the nurses were just, I can't even describe how good they were to us.
Everybody that we've talked to that's had any kind of experience with Children's Hospital says that the people there are so nice. They're people that genuinely love kids.
Yeah, because you're used to when you, like, go to the hospital kind of getting the bare minimum. But it sounds like with Children's Hospital, they give you everything you need and more. They go above and beyond, it sounds like, every time. And that's amazing.
Yeah, they set up everything. And, you know, even the nurses, they were, you know, I had asked, you know, how often does this kind of thing happen? Because, you know, you hear about this kind of stuff on the news, you know, children being beaten and stuff like that. And that was the case. You know, he had actually, like, punched her in the head and stuff like that.
Is he in jail now?
Oh, yeah, he's in prison. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was sentenced to second-degree murder. but she was on life support for about 24 hours.
How long did he get?
15 to life.
Jeez.
Oh, yeah, it was actually my ex-husband that had done it.
It's unreal. Yeah. I mean, that's just, you know, it's unreal because I don't care how whacked out he is or whatever, he's still a father. That's his little girl.
Yeah.
I can't imagine it. I can't imagine it. It's still his little girl.
Yeah.
I mean, I wonder if he is in jail and has any sort of remorse or anything for that, for what he did.
I think, you know, I'm sure he does, but to be honest with you, it's been 3 years. I haven't heard a single thing, you know, as far as I know, and, you know, maybe I got lucky and he, you know, something happened to him. You know what I mean? I don't want to.
No, hey, like listen, that, I understand how you would feel that way because you lost your daughter, and it's unbelievable. But I think that I think it's incredible what Children's Hospital did for you while your little girl was still with you.
Yeah, they were just great, and you know, since then I've gone to, they have functions and stuff like that for parents, you know, that have lost children, and you know, I've gone to several of those functions, and it's just great. They, you know, organize it, and they really, you know, are great for bereaved, you know, families and parents.
I bet. Hey, thank you so much for calling in. I really do appreciate it.
Oh, sure.
All right, we'll see you.
Bye.
Okay. So we will most likely be wrapping that up at 10 a.m. when we get off the air, but we got to talk to Jay or Shauna or whatever and find out, is this going to go on the rest of the day? Because I'd love it to.
Yeah, that's great.
I would love it to. You know, our goal is $15,000. There's even some auction items. So when you go to MikeyShow.com, you can see some auction items of some things that they are, that some really cool people have put up there, like Alda Le Golf, and it's pretty cool. Love for people to be able to see that. Sarah Silverman.
Yes.
She was on The View. Can you imagine her?
No way.
Sarah Silverman with those chicks talking about Britney Spears. Cut 18.
And you talk about Britney Spears, who's got enough problems to begin with, and you call her little babies terrible mistakes.
No, I call them the most adorable mistakes.
And everybody came down on you and criticized you.
Well, Barbara,
yes,
it's not uncommon for Jews to be scapegoats.
Amazing.
That's awesome.
I love Barbara Walters. You told them terrible mistakes.
Mistakes?
No, actually, that wasn't what I said. And I'm fine with you, you know, getting up in my kitchen about it, but I didn't say that. No, you said they were terrible mistakes. Cut 19.
So did you feel that you should not have said they were adorable mistakes? Were you you know, were you criticized beyond the pale?
I'm happy with my jokes. I was upset that entree into the main joke overshadowed the great jokes I had, you know, but her camp needed some explanations, and I was one of them. I don't regret doing it because the jokes were strong. MTV put me on right after Britney Spears. Am I supposed to not do jokes about Britney Spears right after Britney Spears?
I'd be a schmuck. Exactly.
Oh, I want to hear what they say next.
Yeah. Wow.
Well, because you know the whole deal is, what an awful person you are.
I can't believe it.
How can you do such a terrible thing?
Leave her alone.
They should have had him come out and confront her.
Yeah.
She's a human.
Leave her alone.
No,
let's not do that.
Leave Britney alone.
I'm a Britney Spears fan myself.
Really?
Yes.
Huh. She's a human.
Oh.
Well, what do you think of everything that's going on with her?
I think it's a travesty.
Yeah, it's pretty sad, huh?
I think it's really a very sad ordeal.
She's not well right now.
Aww.
I sent her a care package.
Oh, really?
Oh, that's nice. That's nice.
Yeah? What's in that thing?
Gift certificates to Wiener Schnitzel.
Whoa.
To the Schnitz?
That's right.
Yes, the nice. Schnitz.
The Schnitz.
the Schnitz.
She looks like she would like some chili cheese fries.
Oh, why do you say that, George Takei?
Duh. So this is K-Fed's lawyer discussing why he had an eye patch on at court the other day.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, eye patch.
Cut 45.
Pirate.
Which one, 45?
45.
Why was Kevin wearing an eye patch on court today?
He had a sore eye, and he put that over his eye because of the glare that was causing him some problems.
Why was his eye sore?
I didn't do a diagnosis of that. I'm not a doctor, but I don't know. I took his word for it.
I don't know.
It's stealing my bit.
A sore eye?
I don't know what was wrong with his. I didn't bother to ask when he had on a patch.
What?
I took Captain Crunch to the courthouse, but I wasn't interested in why.
Well, what's a sore eye? What does that mean?
Yeah, he walks up. He rolls up on his client. His client's got a patch over his eye. And he goes, hey, what's going on with the eye? Oh, it's sore. Okay, cool. You ready to go?
It's sore. There's a glare.
Really? Okay. No more questions, huh?
Cool.
Nothing, huh?
That's fair.
Yeah, no problem.
That is so weird.
Britney Meltdown. Dr. Phil. Dr. Phil will do a special Britney episode today.
Oh, my gosh.
Cut 46.
And I think those children have been at the top of her priority list for a long, long time. Now they're gone. Is that what can push her over the edge? I think she's fragile. I think she's vulnerable. This is not good news for her.
Leave her alone.
Leave her alone.
You know what I'd like to do?
What?
Ashley impressions.
Oh, no.
Whoa. She's not well right now.
Whoa.
I'd like to do Ashley impressions.
Whoa, I'm not ready.
No.
Leave her alone.
What You're not heck? Ready. I need my list, too. Should we do Ashley Pyramid instead?
Wait.
No, let's do Ashley Pyramid.
Oh, yeah, we can do that.
Oh, my gosh.
Ba, ba,
what the
ba,
hell?
Ba, ba, ba. Come on. Ashley Pyramid. Hey, this list is all jumbled up.
It's all jumbly.
Ashley, did you know that?
What up?
This list that I have of all the different things.
I didn't give you that list.
It's all out of order from the actual list that we're supposed to be going by. That you have. Do you know what I'm saying?
I didn't give you the physical list. I put the things up, but just what Flounder told me to put up. I just did what I was told.
I know, but Eddie just walked out of here. Like, Eddie doesn't know anything about it?
Well, no, Eddie has the list. See, Ashley doesn't see the list before. You know what I mean? So, I don't know.
Oh, I thought she did.
I don't think so, no.
Don't you usually have a list?
Well, she gets it, like, right now because
I can put them in order for you real quick.
Yeah.
Let me handle this for you, Mike.
Handle
all right,
it.
P1 John.
Yeah.
How are you, man?
Good.
Ready to play some Ashley Pyramid? You're not actually gonna play, but Sky's gonna play for you.
What up?
It's pretty cool because Sky speaks Ashley, and so when Ashley's trying to describe these different things to Sky, she's pretty good at it, man. She's able to speak Ashley pretty good.
I've got faith.
Yep, I think she's gonna do good for you. Hang on the line.
Today may be a tough one though.
Why?
Well, a little sleep deprived, Mike, if you didn't know.
Oh, that's true.
Been doing a little radio show here.
Oh, wow.
You know, for like 26 hours and 46 minutes now.
I have to put me in my place.
Yeah, so face dude.
Well, I think she's going to do just fine.
I I think you're gonna do just fine.
Give me one second.
Yeah, you're gonna do just fine.
I think everyone's gonna do fine.
Yeah.
All right. Well.
Okay. We're so almost there.
We're almost there, Mike.
I'm gonna
we
just.
We are almost there.
Oh,
things,
sing it.
Things.
Yeah.
Come on, Rob.
We are almost there. Almost there.
Come on.
Not that low.
I need a full song.
I haven't finished the whole song, Sky. You know that.
I do.
Embarrass me on the air.
I'm sorry.
25 hours, 47 minutes.
I'm winging this.
That's it.
I'm going to assume 25? That that's in order.
This is taking too long to get to 28 hours.
Yeah, dude.
I mean, we need to get to 28 real quick. I'm tired. Wah. All right, Ash, come on in here.
Wah.
What up?
Ashley's coming in. And, Sky, we've already talked to the person, so you can take your headphones off.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah, you did.
The pap.
All right, Ashley. Now, turn your headphones. Turn your headphones all the way down.
Yeah, turn them down, you guys.
Sean, too.
And, Ashley, don't forget to look at me for your cue. Are you ready?
Word.
And here we go.
John Travolta movies.
Grease. Face Off.
John Travolta movies?
Yes.
Games you would play at a carnival.
Ooh, the game where you're getting the balloon, popping it, yeah. And you're
carnival
throwing.
Carnival games?
Yes.
Things a magician says.
Alakazam. Vada-bada-boom. Ta-da! Alakazam!
Things that a genie says?
Ta-da!
Nope.
Alakazam.
Things that a magician says.
Yes!
Things Sky likes.
Well, the boys all say ham.
Jokes that people make.
Cats.
Things to make fun of Sky.
No. Cats.
Things about Sky. Things Sky loves.
Marijuana.
Yeah, close enough.
Words associated with the chiropractor.
Okay, cracking of the neck and, okay, hold your arms.
Chiropractor does, things a chiropractor does.
Okay, I want you to hold your,
I'm going to accept that.
It's, yeah, then that's fine.
It's words associated with a chiropractor, so I'm going to accept that.
There's association there.
Yeah, so I'm going to say.
Minor, but it's there.
You just won
nice.
P1 John.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Look at that face.
Things Sky likes was my favorite. She said ham, and that was it. She didn't really go into other stuff.
Didn't
man,
have to.
White
she
man
said,
servants.
She said cats.
Chompers.
Marijuana.
That's when I know. Aloe vera. And she didn't really go into the good stuff.
I'm not going
to
resort to that.
We're talking about stuff she likes.
What?
All right. Next up is P1 Paintball.
What up,
dude? You ready for Sky to try to win it for you?
I am mentally prepared.
All right, hang on the line, okay?
All right.
And here we go.
Famous quotes.
Here's looking at you, Johnny. Oh, Sandy. Say hello to my little friend.
Movie line?
So you're saying there's a chance.
Quotes from movies. Memorable movie quotes.
You know, I'm going to give it to you.
Memorable.
Items used to start a fire.
Flint. Wood.
Things
match.
You use making fire.
Yes.
Newspaper.
Words associated with finance.
Money. Budget. Buying a house, and then maybe you're going to redo something cool to it.
Things
maybe 6 months
loan,
later.
Using money. Refinancing. Banking.
Money and...
Things in the bank. Things to do with the banker.
Gosh.
Pass.
Money.
Things you see in a museum.
Okay. Cavemen. Paintings. Architectural things. Things that are historical.
In a museum.
Yes.
Yes.
Items in a pet store.
No. What'd we get? How many did we get?
You got 3.
What was the money one?
Words associated with finance.
That's a tough one.
Oh, man. Come
where
on.
Am I going to go with that?
And the last one was items in a pet store.
In a what?
I didn't even get to that
store.
One. Oh.
Oh, she didn't get to that one?
No.
No.
P1 Paintball?
Yeah.
What the heck? I'll let you win anyway.
Oh, you're an angel.
Hang on the line. Yeah, it was hard. That wasn't an easy one, right, Sky? It's kind of tough. I like that game. I like Ashley Pyramid. That was after Ashley was sleep deprived and the whole deal.
Yeah.
Okay.
You did good, girl.
A lot of sleep deprivation.
Yeah.
Lindsay Lohan wants to study psychology.
Oh, duh.
Mm-hmm.
I hire as my psychologist.
Send her to Harvard. Is that what she says? She goes, what is she saying? She's going to go to college for it and stuff?
Yeah. Well, Fox News is reporting that once Lindsay gets out of rehab, she wants to go back to school to study psychology. They say, despite what many people think, Lindsay is an incredibly smart girl and always wanted to have a college experience. Can't wait.
Well, didn't we all?
Right.
And some of us did. Oh, by the way, you know that show The Bachelor?
Yeah.
The Bachelor's name is Brad Womack. And I guess he kicked some chick off The Bachelor because she had webbed feet.
Oh!
Yeah, what? She showed him the first night.
That she had a webbed toe or something?
Like an idiot.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
And he says that's not why he did it.
Yeah, right.
He was on Jimmy Kimmel. Cut 25.
Well, the worst was when the woman showed you that she had webbed toes and you said, oh, those are nice. You're out of here.
That's wrong. I just didn't expect it had to do much more with just webbed toes, I promise you.
It did?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Just, you know, I mean, for whatever reason.
She had a webbed personality?
Connection. Yeah, maybe so.
Yeah.
Does he have a weird accent or something?
No? I thought so.
The Bachelor guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's like from the South.
Yeah.
I think it's Austin, Texas.
Oh, I thought it was like real South, like Australia.
Yeah, I got a little weird vibe, but then...
Oh, by the way, Sean was telling me about Kitchen Nightmares, right? So, Eddie, you were saying you didn't like it, right?
I don't like it at all.
And Sean kind of likes it. And Russell, Microsoft, liked it.
I thought it was okay. You know?
You like that last one with the Indian restaurant?
Cockroaches
everywhere?
It was difficult to watch.
Oh, that was really hard to watch.
Difficult to watch.
Well, rotted food.
Yeah.
It made me want to throw up.
Sean said that he had to, pause the TV and get up and walk around and pace.
Yeah, I would watch for, 5 minutes, and I'd pause it, get up and walk around, sit back down.
Because it was gross, right?
Yeah.
And Russell was telling me that, the food was terrible. They had, bad tomatoes.
Dude, it was so gross. Gordon Ramsay's, going through their food.
Right.
He picks up this tomato that they just sent out, slices of.
Right.
And he, sticks his finger in, the core of it.
Right.
Pulls it out, and it's all rotten.
Green
and white mold.
Oh, my God.
And he's like,
you're going to kill somebody. Donkey.
Half of the tomato is already out on the floor on someone's dish.
And they had to run out there and stop her from eating it. It was disgusting.
Yeah, that's crazy, man. I want to see that.
And it goes down into their, where they keep all their food.
Yeah.
And there's just cockroaches everywhere.
Everywhere.
It was so vile.
I also heard that Gordon Ramsay wanted halibut. And so the chef goes and grabs or fish or something. And the chef goes and grabs this icicle, basically fish.
Yeah, he ordered a salmon salad, and instead of, fresh salmon, which you would expect, he got this frozen salmon.
That's disgusting.
It was really so gross.
Yeah. And the guy burnt it beyond recognition.
That's so gross. So
bad. Ashley.
I got to watch that, man. I really want to see Kitchen Nightmares.
The worst was he ordered a vegetarian dish, and it came, and it had meat in it.
It had beef in it.
What?
And he's like, dude.
Is this Debbie Harry or BJ Novak?
Debbie.
Let's talk to her.
Come on, Shawnee.
Debbie Harry here in a second.
It's neither.
Oh.
Okay.
But she's calling in any second.
Okay.
In fact, you should probably ID.
Oh, yeah.
ID it.
Broadcasting from the Cricket Wireless Studios.
You're listening to 28 Hours of the Mikey Show.
On KIOZ, San Diego.
The following takes place between 8 a.m. and 9 a.m.
Holy balls.
I'm tired, man. I am really tired.
Yeah, but Sean, Debbie, Harry.
Yeah.
Yes.
What's up, bro? This is for you, dude.
Yeah, guy.
Wake up.
I'm ready.
Yeah.
Are you ready?
I'll lick your face.
What?
Oh, my Lord.
No, I never say that to a germaphobe.
I don't care. I'll do it.
Germaphobes hate that.
I hate it.
We got her?
No. I IMG you.
Ooh. Now Sean's in. Come on.
Oh, he's waking up now.
Yeah, get it.
Gosh, remember I told you can tell me stuff on the air.
Yeah, I know.
It's all right to tell me stuff on the air.
Tell me stuff.
All right, so this is Renee from Children's Hospital?
She has a story about Children's Hospital, yes.
Cool. Renee?
Hello.
What's going on?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I have a story about Children's.
Okay.
It's actually an ongoing story.
Okay.
My son is now 14 years old. He was born in 1993 with a severe congenital heart defect. Basically, we had no idea before he was born that there was anything wrong. I had a very wonderful, uneventful pregnancy. And when he was born, they said that his heart was on the right side of his chest.
Oh, my gosh.
Left. Now, that actually, if that was all, that wouldn't be such a problem. But usually there are other anomalies with that. So they transferred him immediately to Children's. And they sent me pictures of him because I didn't get to see him. And the next day they told me that he had only two chambers in his heart instead of four. And everything else looked good, except that was something that he might not survive.
Mm-hmm.
And so he has had five heart surgeries. He had surgeries at 3 days old, and then two more surgeries before he was 2 weeks old. Then he had open heart at 18 months and his last day of kindergarten. And now he's 14.
Wow.
That's amazing.
That's amazing.
Wow.
Just started high school.
Aww.
And he's amazing. He's a second-degree black belt in karate, and he plays golf and baseball, and you would never know. Absolutely never know. Now he's a spokesperson for something called Chi Fund. It's a parent group. We're all moms of children with heart defects, and we started a group to raise money for the hospital. And we've raised over $200,000.
That is awesome. Amazing.
Yeah.
That is amazing. And, Renee, you know, we have a goal of raising $15,000 for Children's Hospital before we get off the air at 10 a.m. this morning.
Wonderful. You'll do it. The people in San Diego are wonderful.
I agree. I hope we do. I know we were close. And, you know, we've been on the air since 6 o'clock yesterday morning, straight, no music, no commercials for... now just coming up on 26 hours.
Wow.
And we just want to raise money and go to MikeyShow.com, MikeyShow.com, and donate money. It goes to Children's Hospital, and it's a great, great, great institution to be donating money to. I have a 12-month-old son, and I know that if we ever needed to use Children's Hospital, I'd be so grateful for the people that have done exactly what our P1 listeners are doing. So
we are so fortunate to have this in our backyard.
Thank you very much.
Really,
I appreciate it.
Are.
I appreciate it, Renee. Thank
you
so
much for all you're doing.
You too.
You're helping wonderful kids.
Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you. Have a great day.
You too.
Bye.
That's Renee, and she got a story about Children's Hospital. Mm-hmm. Let's do some of this. What do you say? Debbie Harry.
Oh, Chai.
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Sounds so good.
Love Debbie Harry. You know,
oh, her voice.
Help us, Debbie.
That was great. The Blondie music, you had all kinds of different vibes going on.
Oh, for sure.
That's great.
Absolutely. But you guys are incredible. Mike, this is 26 hours?
26. Yeah, this is hour 26. We're really tired and sleepy.
Wow.
2 hours ago.
This is great. You're making all that money. Incredible.
Yep. We're trying to raise money for Children's Hospital, which you probably just heard me talking about this on the air. I got a 12-month-old son, and if you ever need Children's, most people don't. use Children's Hospital, but if you ever need to, you're certainly grateful for what they do.
Yeah. That's wonderful. That's really wonderful. I'd like to send over some autographed CDs to help you guys out, if that's okay.
That would be phenomenal. That's so cool.